European Union leaders are in Brussels today assessing the results of the European parliamentary elections. The Greens and Liberals on the left and Nationalists on the right got a boost in the elections at the expense of the big centrist blocs that have traditionally held the majority. In Greece, voters punished the ruling Syriza party, forcing Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras to call for early elections next month. Joining us now is John Syropoulos, who writes the New Athenian blog. He's with us from Athens. John, this is being described as a devastating loss for Syriza. Was it a surprise?
I think many people were not surprised, but they were surprised by the margin of victory of New Democracy. Especially in the last few weeks, the pro-New Democracy media had been downplaying its chances of a convincing win, although they weren't actually denying that New Democracy would win. And that might have been partly because they wanted to dampen expectations and make sure that voters were motivated to go to the polls. But it may also have been that they were genuinely concerned that Syriza, through its last-minute concessions and handouts and tax cuts, was going to actually claw back some of its voters. That clearly didn't happen.
And just describe, for people who are not familiar with Greek politics, these two parties. How far to the left is Syriza and how far to the right is New Democracy?
Well, New Democracy is a traditional center-right party. It's part of the European bloc of European popular parties. Syriza started out in life as a sort of breakaway communist party. Greece also has a communist party, which is Stalinist, and this is why some of its adherents tore away when communism collapsed in 1990, because they wanted something more progressive and more realistic and less Moscow-oriented. They did not ultimately succeed, but they created a party that survived until Alexis Tsipras took it over when it was claiming about 4% of the vote. It was very near the brink of extinction. He took it up to 16, 26, and then 36% of the popular vote, the margin with which he won power in January of 2015, in the space of about 7 years, which was remarkable and attributable to the tremendous crisis that Greece went through, the worst recession of any post-war developed economy.
So what does it tell you now that Greeks have obviously punished this left-wing party after all the austerity and all the many years of trouble to do with the bailouts, et cetera? What does it tell you that now Greek voters seem to have changed their tune?
I think it's a maturing process. Many people feel that Greeks had to go through this stage, if you like, in politics, of believing that there was an alternative to austerity and having that belief dashed. But don't forget that every political party tried to make political gains out of a national crisis. When the socialists were in power in 2010, it was the conservatives who told them they were doing terrible things to the economy by cutting government spending. The conservatives came to power in 2012, and then they had Syriza telling them that they were doing terrible things that were neoliberal. When the conservatives lost power to Syriza, it was Syriza's turn to succumb to the austerity policies. Because the fact was that when Greece was spending 15.5% of its GDP in deficit, that was excessive. It couldn't afford to borrow that level of money every year to increase its total aggregate debt. That deficit had to be eliminated. It took about 5 years for the budget to be balanced. It happened in 2016, more like 6 years. But it cost popularity to the socialists, who were wiped out as a party. They came to power with 44% of the vote. Now the best they can do is 6 or 7%. And it did tremendous lasting damage to the conservative New Democracy as well. It's now taken its toll on Syriza.
Is the crisis still ongoing in Greece, would you say, economically?
In a sense, yes, because although on the outside the country looks as though it's stabilized, it is repaying its creditors. It is back on money markets. It's borrowing from international markets. It isn't in a shape that is sustainable. For example, a recent study found that 90% of income tax is being paid by one-fifth of individuals, and 80% of corporate tax is being paid by 4.5% of businesses. The economy is underperforming. The growth rate of 1.9% that we had last year and look set to repeat this year isn't enough to revive prosperity and tax revenues after the loss of 26% of GDP over 8 years. Mm-hmm. So it is internally weak. It isn't sustainable. And New Democracy's rise is, I think, thanks to the fact that it has proclaimed it will pay attention to the private sector and the productive economy.
That is journalist John Syropoulos speaking with us from Athens. John, thank you.
Thank you.